New FM is local as, and you're waking up with Tyler and Crevo. Novo.
New FM.
Oh, good morning, everyone. Happy Wednesday.
How good's a hump day after one day of work?
I know. It feels like things are moving quickly, which I'm happy about.
Ready for the weekend. A lot. Yep.
What did you get up to yesterday?
Okay, so I went to the sauna yesterday.
Nice one.
Because I needed to sweat out. I needed to sweat out all of the sugar withdrawals that I'm having.
That's right, because you ate all chocolate all weekend.
Oh, my God. I ate like a pig on the Easter long weekend. Mm. Went for a swim. Almost died. You should see Bar Beach.
Really?
It has been completely washed away.
You got better, though?
Yeah, got better.
Oh, good stuff. Good stuff.
Got in. But, like, Bar Beach is non-existent at the moment.
Whoa.
So you know how, as if you were to those stairs that you walk down to go to where the little netted part is,
right on the left-hand
side? Gone. Like,
what?
The water is lapping at the steps.
That's crazy.
It's hectic. The swells are huge.
Yeah, I guess, I don't know, it's just the weather, the time of year.
The wind. It started snowing down south as well. It's been snowing everywhere over the weekend. So
wild.
Hectic.
Jesus.
Went to the sauna, was clearly dehydrated, and went home and died.
Luckily, you've recovered.
What about you?
From your death?
Yes.
Good. Yeah, I went down to the Central Coast to see my friend's new house.
Oh, nice.
Which was really cool. Yeah. Like, you know, work it hard. And it's like, it's on this big sort of, like a couple of acres.
Whoa.
Actually, yeah.
Must be nice.
I know, right? Well, he works heaps in the mines.
Good on him.
So he's earned it. But it was cool to see, yeah.
Good.
I like it when a friend does well after working hard, you know?
They deserve it.
Exactly. Good morning, Jess. How are you?
Good morning. Good. I think I need to go to the sauna and sweat out the sugar because I'm starting to, like, break out.
You should.
Oh, my God.
Just, like, you know what? Hot tip. Book it in for Thursday and do nothing but drink water from now. Because I just didn't drink enough water over the weekend and it rattled me.
Yeah, right.
I felt good during it.
Yeah.
Jesus, hot in there.
Yeah.
You've not done it before.
Yeah, it's good, but you really think that's like, yeah, it's fine. I'll handle the heat. And then you're in there and it's like, oh, I cannot handle this heat.
Cannot handle it.
That's worth it.
Oh, well, health tips with Tyler, which I like.
Yep.
You're waking up with the Novos, Tyler and Crevo. 5:06, and of course, up next, we will be catching up with Jess to go a bit deeper on those local news headlines.
For live and local news, there's only one.
From our 100% local newsroom in the Hunter, New FM's First at 5 with Jess.
Now, Jess, we've got to talk about this 11-year-old boy that got arrested yesterday.
This is crazy. So apparently early yesterday morning, police were patrolling the inner-city bypass at Bennett's Green, and they attempted to stop a vehicle that apparently made an illegal right turn. The car didn't stop, so a pursuit was initiated. Police chased the car through Lambton along the bypass, eventually coming to a stop on Newcastle Road at North Lambton. That's where the occupants got out of the car and made a run for it, but it didn't take long for police to catch up with an 11-year-old boy. Yeah, who was arrested.
Wild.
Yeah, crazy, and taken to Newcastle Police Station, apparently. Obviously, will be dealt with under the Young Offenders Act, but crazy. Like,
is going to Time Zone not enough during the school holidays? Like, the kids need to just jump in the car and just go for a fang
at, like, stupid o'clock in the morning?
He's played those driving games at Time Zone, went, I'm actually pretty good at this.
I'm going to give it a red hot crack.
Do not do it if
Please
you're
don't.
11.
That is 11 years old. Honestly, I wouldn't even know where Mum and Dad kept the car keys when I was 11 years old, let alone finding them and having the guts to get in and go for a drive.
I would never have the guts.
Oh, my God. Kids these days have got balls, don't they?
Well, I mean, also to know how to drive.
Yeah, how did
he know? What age did he start?
Is it a push start? Is it a key ignition? There's so many
questions.
It's so confusing.
Yeah, I've got none of the answers.
Oh, my God.
Jeez.
It's just crazy.
Madness. So yeah. I assume we'll know more when...
Yeah, or probably not.
Probably
It'll be
not.
All sealed up because it's when you're that young.
This is young, right?
Very
that's
young.
It. We won't really know what's
we'll
going
never
to happen.
We'll never know what happens, except good luck to him is all I can say.
Yeah, you'll need it.
Switching gears, sad news about John Olsen.
Yeah, so I don't know if you guys know of John Olsen. He's an Australian born here in Newcastle, actually. Did some really cool landscapes and nature artworks. Do a Google and have a look if you haven't seen it. Mm. His work is... It's so cool. Like, I love it. I've been having a look this morning. He was born in 1928. He was an artist for more than 60 years. He left school in 1943, then decided to go to art school in 1947 and has been doing it ever since. Some of his works are hanging all across the country, over the world. A Salute to Five Bells is probably the artwork he's most well known for, which is hanging in the Sydney Opera House. Don't really know the circumstances, but he was 95. Apparently died last night, surrounded by his family. So
his artwork is very cool.
It's so cool, right?
Yeah, there's a lot.
I want one in my living room.
Save up is all I can say, especially now he's passed away.
Yeah, the price has just quadrupled.
Yeah,
Dan.
You know, all the money, that's what you need.
It's gone.
Yeah, exactly.
But especially I don't have that kind of money.
Yeah, save up. It's all right. Everyone okay. can achieve
You'll
their dreams.
There. Maybe I could do one myself.
Probably not.
I'll give it a red hot crack.
Yeah, yeah.
That's get a few watercolours.
You have a go, and we'll put the photos up on our Instagram.
Okay.
And people can judge if they think it's
the
same.
Bit of homework.
Yeah, exactly. And Tyler, this guy in China has been arrested for a most unusual reason.
What's he done?
So basically, he's been feuding with his neighbour for years.
Yeah.
But look, it happens everywhere. From Mayfield to Maitland, people feud with their neighbours.
All the way to China.
Yeah, exactly. Now, normally, this is just like, you know, over ridiculous and petty things.
Yeah.
Somebody is, you know, not put their bins out right or...
Chopped a tree down.
That's right. Or hacked, you know, like damaged the fence or something like that. But this is on a whole nother level because this guy who they're calling Goo, that's right, that's his last name.
Yeah.
Has basically been accused of frightening his neighbor's chickens to death.
To death.
Frightened to death. It's a weird sentence to say.
So what, he's walked into the chicken pen and just started screaming at the chickens to scare them and they've died.
Well, that plus also shining a very strong flashlight in their general direction.
Wouldn't that just freak them out?
Well, startled them, and apparently 1,100 chickens with a value of over $2,000 have been frightened to death.
To death.
This guy, Goo, has been sentenced to 6 years in, 6 months rather, in prison with a year of probation. And yeah, this guy, Goo, apparently, he did show remorse for his crime because, you know, he caused 1,100 chickens to die. It's a weird story.
Oh, my God.
China has some weird stuff going on.
So basically, what I'm getting here is that Goo and his neighbour were just going at it at each other because they hated each other so much because of
the neighbour hated the Goo. And the Goo.
Goo hated the neighbour.
Yeah.
And so Goo was like, right, I'm going to get my revenge.
By frightening your
I'm going to go scare.
And other chickens.
I'm going to go scare the chickens.
So the Goo gets in there, in and amongst the cock.
He goes, and the chickens die, and now he's in jail.
Exactly right.
Wow.
It's a different country, and they got different stuff going on.
Do you have any dramas with your neighbours?
Nah, pretty good.
Okay, good.
Yeah, I'm
Do
very
your neighbours
lucky.
Have chickens?
None of them have chickens, so that's maybe why.
Maybe that's why.
I'm lucky. And welcome if you're just joining us. Short week, of course, which means we've already reached hump day.
How good.
It does feel good. Up next, though, an interesting one to find out if Novocastrians are sharing food with their dog. Now,
I don't know about this at all.
Yeah, because I was talking to a friend who's got a new puppy and he's sharing food with it. And I was like...
Do you share anything with your whippet, Molly?
After I've finished.
Yes.
Like maybe,
you're not going back in for a lick after that, though, are you?
Nah, we're not. It's not a back and forth situation. It's a one-way street.
Yep.
Once the dog touches the food, that's the dog's food for now and forever.
It's going to make me yak, thought of it.
Some people, though... Turns out, don't mind a bit of back and forth action.
Oh, no.
That's just what I've found out in general in life, though.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, we'll chat more about that up next. And yesterday on the show, a bit of a local investigation. And do you share food with your dog is the question we ask here. Because my friend, he just got a new Cavoodle puppy, hanging out with it. And he goes, oh, yeah, we just had a waste bar, mango waste bar together. I'll have a lick, the dog had a lick. I was like, are you joking? He goes, yeah, look how cute the puppy is.
Yeah, tell you what else is not cute. The fact that the dog can lick its own butthole and then it's licking the ice cream that then you're putting in your own mouth.
This does come to my mind.
That's big problems.
Well, some people think it's okay. Let's go to the phones to find out what Newcastle thinks.
We've got Sydney on the phone up first. Hey, Sydney.
Good morning.
Now, tell us, do you share food with your dog?
Absolutely.
What food do you share?
We put the dirty plates down, so it's like pre-dishwasher rinse. We're saving water this way.
Yeah. Oh, that's
okay.
Smart.
No, that's
smart.
Fair. But tell me, Sydney, you're not going back into the plate for a lick yourself, are you?
Only if they leave the cheesy bits behind.
No. No. No.
Oh, the dog's left a bit of cheese on there.
I'm just
going to
eat that.
Sydney's just digging in with a fork. Seems, I don't know, seems a little bit wrong. But Newcastle seems to disagree.
Oh, no.
Megan's up next in Belmont North. How are you?
Hey, not bad, thanks.
That's the way. Now, are you sharing food with your dog?
Oh, I can tell you my sister does, and it makes me feel so sick, even thinking of it.
I love that you've dobbed her in now. What is she... what is she sharing with the dog, Megan?
Oh, absolutely everything. Even since when we were kids, she used to share a dummy with the dog, like everything. You know, like she's always done this with our dogs growing up, and she does, like... Like you said, the bloody ice cream, right down to she licks the plates and like everything.
What type of dog does she have, Megan?
Well, when we were growing up, it was a Labrador, which she sees everything.
Yeah.
And yeah, now we've got like a Maltese and yeah.
Oh, I just, there's nothing.
You have a little bite of the steak.
Now, Megan, quick question. Does your sister, do you quite often see your sister go to the chemist to buy worming tablets? Does she quite often get worms from the dog?
Well, I don't know. She's always eating.
Megan loved her own joke.
Yuck, I can't. I mean, I'm not yucking anyone's yum, but it's pretty yuck.
100% of callers. Well, Megan didn't like it, but her sister did. So heaps of Novocastrians out there sharing food with their dogs, yuck. It turns out. And yesterday on the show, a big debate.
Then on the weekend, Crevo, I got called the heck out by some very close family and friends who thought it was psychopathic behaviour of mine to put hot cross buns in the microwave. I didn't know this was criminal. I thought it was normal.
No, it's a food crime.
Why?
It's grill or toaster because you need the crispiness on the outside. There's a lot of sugar in a hot cross bun. It caramelises slash crisps up and adds an extra element.
I actively wasn't putting them in the toaster because I hate trying to get them out when they get stuck, but I didn't even think to put them under the grill, but that takes too much time.
Oh, you've been committing a food crime for years, and the cops will be in shortly to arrest you.
Will they?
In my opinion.
Okay.
Let's let Newcastle decide, though, the best way to cook a hot cross bun.
We've got Nita in Hamilton up first. Hey, Nita.
Hello, how are you?
Very well. Now tell us your thoughts. Is it right or wrong to put hot cross buns in the microwave?
Sorry for you, but it is wrong.
Oh, thank God.
Okay, why? What's your process, Nita?
My process, I cut it in half. I even put a little bit of butter on it, put it under the grill, let it crisp up, and then when I bring it out, I put a little bit more butter on it.
Oh, yeah, you got to go big on the butter for sure.
Nita gets it and knows what's going on.
Oh, no.
We've got Anthony in Greed up next. How you doing?
Oh, no, we've got Steve in Wood Rising.
Sorry,
Steve is in Wood Rising. Hey, Steve.
Hi, how are you?
Very well. Now tell us, right or wrong to whack a hot cross bun in the microwave?
Wrong.
Oh, no.
Thank you. So you're a grill man as well?
Yep.
Yeah, smart, fantastic.
Damn.
Newcastle gets it is what I'm figuring out. Now we've got Anthony. How you doing?
Yeah, good, mate. Yourself?
Yeah, fantastic. Now, is it right or wrong putting it in the microwave?
Well, it's actually something I've been doing for years.
Me too. Putting it in the microwave, Anthony. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. I didn't know it was such a food crime, but that's how I've been doing it for so long.
Maybe we're cut from the same cloth, Anthony. Maybe we've just been taught by our ancestors that we need to put hot cross buns in the microwave. See, if you don't know any different, it's not broke, don't fix it.
If you got one stray supporter out in Greta, let's go to Lee up next in Fletcher. How you doing?
Good, thank you.
That's the way. Putting it in the microwave, right or wrong?
I don't mind it in the microwave.
Yes.
What?
I don't mind. I probably prefer the toaster, but I don't mind it the other way because the butter melts, and then when you add the Vegemite, you get the sweet and sour, sweet and salty.
Excuse me, what?
Yeah.
Add the Vegemite?
I can get around this. Are you putting Vegemite on your hot cross buns, Lee?
Yep, absolutely.
No, I'm sorry. That's all.
Lee?
Mad.
Lee and I also cut from the same cloth as well because Vegemite on a hot cross bun is next level. Vegemite on pancakes, also delicious. She's right. It's the sweet, the saltiness. Oh, all of it just makes sense.
You know what? That's two for two and two. Newcastle
See?
Split on
People
this.
People get it. You?
1, 2, 3.
With Tyler and Crevo on New FM. This is the Novo's Three of a Kind.
Right, listen up.
Yeah, I'm listening.
Listen.
Yeah.
And listen good.
Okay, here we go.
Because if you want to go along to the Knights smash the Panthers this weekend in McDonald Jones Stadium, I got four tickets.
Is that the official name of the match?
Yep.
Okay,
the
good
Knights
stuff.
The Knights smashing the Panthers.
Right.
That's what it's called.
That's what it's called.
Yep.
We've got a family pass up for grabs.
We do. And all you need to do to win this family pass is call 4967 4105 and play Three of a Kind.
And they're not like children's tickets as well, so you can just take four, like three mates
if
you want.
You don't have to take the kids. You can leave the kids at home.
It's
as
up
long
to
as
you.
They're at home with a responsible adult. But, I mean, I ain't judging.
Exactly.
You do what you've got to do to have a fun night out.
Now, here's how Three of a Kind works. We give you three things of a theme, and you just need to work out what the theme is. And that's it.
Want me to give you one?
Yeah, let's do a little practice one. Listen up. This is what it's the game, how it works.
Your name's your buzzer. You
okay.
ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Massaman curry, laksa, tom yum soup.
Crevo.
What is it?
That's Thai foods.
Yeah, you got it.
See, easy as that. If you can do that kind of thing, give us a call now. 4967 4105 if you want to play Three of a Kind up next as you wake up with the Novos.
I'm disappointed because you didn't listen up good enough because we still need a few callers on 4967 4105 if you want to go along to see the Knights take on the Panthers this Saturday for another home game at McDonald Jones Stadium. We're playing Three of a Kind. A family pass is up for grabs.
Yeah, free footy tickets, four of them.
Play
yes,
us.
Please. 4967 4105. Give us a call now if you'd like to play Three of a Kind up next. Imagine this. You're married to your husband, wife, whatever.
Yeah.
And then after 10 years, you realise, doing a little bit of research, tippy-tap on the keyboard, you're actually related.
That's my worst nightmare.
We'll get into that story up next. Now, though.
1, 2, 3.
With Tyler and Crevo on New FM. This is the Novo's Three of a Kind.
Yeah, we want to send four lucky Novocastrians to see the Knights take on the Panthers this weekend at McDonald Jones Stadium, Crevo. We want to do that by playing Three of a Kind.
Yeah, let's meet our contestants for this morning. This is, of course, where you have to figure out what the theme is between a couple of things that we give you. Three things, to be specific.
Yeah, you got that.
All right, here we go. We've got Jessica in Belmont, the runner-up from yesterday. Hey, Jessica. Oh, somebody's got to turn their radios down.
You can hear it.
We can hear the radios. Who's doing that? Otherwise, I'm going to go with different people. You know what? I'm just going to do that.
Yeah, I think you should do that. Let's go to the little backup that we've got here.
Exactly.
It is, the backup is JT in Madawi. Hey, JT.
How you doing, JT? Hello. This is not going well. What about Blake in Nelson's Bay?
Okay, maybe that's an us problem. Are we not pushing buttons?
Yeah, that's me. All right, here we go. It's JT in Madawi. How you doing?
Hey, mate. Good, thanks. How are you?
Yeah, never better, JT. How's Madawi this morning?
It's good where I left. I'm on the way to work now, though.
Yeah, good stuff. What are you doing for work?
I'm a Sparky, mate.
Oh, very good.
Nice.
Keeping the lights on. Somebody's got to do it.
We've also got Blake in Nelson Bay this morning. Hey, Blake.
Hey, how you going?
Good, mate. How you going?
Bad.
That's good. You're a big Knights fan?
Yeah.
Lucky. Good answer. I mean, if you'd have said no, we would have hung up, but that's not how it works. We'll give you a go. All right. First one, let's test everyone's buzzers. Let's go with JT first.
JT.
Nice. Sounds quick.
Yeah. Blake?
Blake.
Good stuff. All right. Let's get into this.
First one, Jarvis Walker, Abu Garcia, Shimano.
Blake,
what is it?
Fishing gear,
that is correct.
Very hard to hear, Blake, but we'll push on. Next one, Crystal Brook, Ridges, QT.
JT.
Ooh, JT, what is it?
Hotel.
That
Hotels
is correct.
Indeed.
One apiece, all to play for here. Last one.
Here's a tiebreaker. Jewers, Canadian Club, Johnny Walker.
JT.
Ooh, JT, what is it?
Drinks, alcoholic drinks.
Boy, you got to be more specific. What kind of drinks?
Whiskey.
Oh, he's got you, beauty. 4 tickets to go and see the Knights, all yours. And yeah, that's it. Congratulations.
Let's get Blake back tomorrow, shall we?
Yeah, we shall. We won't get him back now because it's very noisy.
Can't hear him.
Exactly. And Tyler, imagine being married to someone for 10 years.
Yeah.
And then you do a little digging, a little ancestry.com type test.
Yeah.
And it turns out that you're related.
How?
Cousins.
How closely related?
A couple of degrees cousins related. But still, you know what? Oh. All of that is very concerning in my mind.
Yeah. Same. That's my worst nightmare.
This girl, though, she's put it out there on TikTok for the world to know.
That's silly.
Which seems bizarre.
It's silly. And that's a secret that I would want kept from the world forever.
Well, that's the thing. But so many people, obviously the comment section is a rich source,
is
right?
It?
Well, people just saying stuff like, you know, that is disgusting, you know, why would you put that on the internet? You know, people don't need to, like, find out your secret. But then this lady is like, I take everything with a grain of salt. I'm a real estate agent, so I'm used to getting badgered all the time. Look, at least she's got it with a sense of humour.
Yeah, she has, which is probably why she's posted it in the first place. She's like, this is my life.
Yeah,
I've got kids to this man.
Yeah.
Nothing changes except the fact that we are now related.
Well, that's a big deal. So they got married back in 2006.
Wow.
And then, yeah, 10 years later, they made the discovery. But here's the thing, right? They apparently had been at family reunions together, but not like realized that other person was there. Like they must have a massive family.
No.
So they could have caught up, but never did. They could have figured it out along the way, but never did, which is just crazy, right?
That's terrifying. That is my worst nightmare.
So they said, oh, we've got kids. Luckily, they have 10 fingers and 10 toes.
But
this whole thing was still a shock. The guy was then saying, should we get a divorce? Should we brush it off? She's like, I don't think we should let a bit of blood come between us.
Oh, God.
Which
terrifying.
It's a bad attitude to have around, you know, marrying your cousin.
Oh, it is. My partner Marcus and I are...
Yeah, you're cousins, aren't you?
No, we are not.
Oh,
but
okay.
Our families do mix due to marriage. So my cousin married his cousin, but when we all caught up at Christmas, we were like, I said to my auntie, what the hell are you doing here? She was like, I'm married to his cousin.
And then is there other cousins as well in your family that are related or married or anything?
No, we checked.
Did you?
We had to make sure. I was like, should we double check everything before we go through with this?
And have you done
we're all good.
Have you done the DNA test?
I'd rather not.
You're not going to. You're just going to ignore
it. Just in case.
Do you guys have, like, similar features?
No.
Because I've never met your partner, Marcus.
No, actually, we are both blonde hair and blue eyes.
Yeah, right. From the same area, isn't it?
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, I'm just saying, maybe you should. It's not expensive, those DNA tests. Maybe just do it before you have kids.
Ignorance is bliss, Cremo.
Okay, you're going to learn it like that.
Ignorance is bliss.
Would you rather discover now or 10 years later? Either way, not good.
Either way, don't matter.
This is Tyler and Cremo. And this is New FM at breakfast. At breakfast.
And a big shout out to Chris in East Maitland yesterday, Crevo, taking out $675 with our trivia check. That does mean, though,
yeah,
it is back this morning for $250.
That is good.
It is good. After 7 o'clock, if you want free money.
You see how easy it is. One question correctly, cash could be all yours.
Yep.
Now, though, up next we move into the world of... What did you buy in secret?
Oh, I've done this a bit.
You've been keeping something from your partner?
Yep.
We'll chat more about it up next as you wake up with the Novos, Tyler and Crevo. And when I was driving down to the Central Coast yesterday, I like to phone up, like, friends when I'm on the road.
Yeah.
Just to, like, catch up.
It's a good time to be on the phone, right?
Exactly. Hands free, you know, it's safe and all that.
Yeah.
And you've got, like, it was about an hour drive. So I was like, oh, I can catch up with some people I haven't spoken to for a while. Anyway, I called this one mate and he was like giddy when he answered the phone. I was like, what are you up to? He goes, I've just bought a tinny. I was like, oh, that's awesome. You know, like, you and your missus would be so happy, right? Oh, you're going to do heaps more fishing now. He goes, oh, she doesn't know yet. I was like, what do you mean she doesn't know? This is a surprise for her because they both love fishing and yeah. stuff. He goes, no, no, no. I just bought it on my card and, like, it was just a little tinny but still a couple grand.
And he didn't tell
he
her.
He didn't tell her.
He goes, bought it in secret.
I'm just going to go pick it up and then she'll have to love it, won't she? And, like, cracked up laughing.
Oh,
I was like,
no.
Oh, my God, that's thousands of dollars. You guys are married. How are you? Like, you guys are married. Like, what are you doing?
He's in trouble.
He's in trouble. 100%. And he's like, no, it'll be fine. It'll be fine. I'll just go pick it up. She'll love it. She'll have to, won't she? And then just cracked up laughing.
Do you buy things in secret too?
Sometimes, but not much. Probably the most is, like, honestly, last week I probably did. I went and bought some KFC. We're supposed to be eating healthy. Went and had a KFC lunch. Like, on my card.
She'll never know. I tend to do a lot of online shopping in secret, but I'm always busted because my partner Marcus will always get home before me, and I'll always receive a very passive-aggressive photo of the package at the front door.
So
he's like, what's this?
Is this yours?
Again. Mate, how many times do we have to go through this? We're trying to save money for a holiday. Stop online shopping. I'm like, oh, sorry. I just needed these new shoes for something.
Yeah, because you guys have your own separate accounts, I'm guessing.
We do,
yeah.
But then we have like a joint account yeah. for like bills and stuff.
All
and
the
he's like,
stuff.
Whatever extra money we can put into our savings.
Yeah, let's do it for a holiday.
Yeah, sure thing. But I just need these shoes first.
Just essential gibbets.
Yep. That's all it is.
Stuff. This is what I wanted to do here. 4967-4105. What did you buy in secret?
Yeah.
Or maybe you caught your partner buying. That's the other thing. Dob them in
yeah.
if they're a secret shopper.
And if you do call the show, we've got two tickets to the Maho Magic Bar at the Spiegel Tent at Civic Park. 4967-4105. Just share, what did you buy in secret? Or someone that you know that
yeah,
bought something
right.
big in secret and if it went bust.
Yeah, if that didn't
if
work
blew
out. Because a couple of tickets to that Maho Magic Bar, it's worth like $120.
Oh, yeah. And this, it is good. You went last week, right?
It's so good. It's a way to maybe get back in the good books if you're doing a bit of doing a bit of online shopping. And what did you buy in secret? What did you keep from your partner? This is off after my mate has bought a tinny, didn't tell his missus till he got it home.
That's a lot of biggies to be spending in secret too, isn't it?
Good couple of grand. And I was like, oh God, that's not going to end well.
I do it all the time, but it's little things, you know,
yeah.
like shoes, clothes,
they
clocks,
add up though, don't they?
Gibbets. Yes, indeed they do. Josh has hit us up on Instagram saying, I spend a lot of money in secret on Harley Davidson parts. The miso doesn't know how expensive they are.
Oh, God.
Keep that a secret there, mate.
Yeah, just some of those turning up in the mail. Oh, it wasn't too much. Don't worry about it.
You won't ever notice it.
They're just a couple of parts for the motorbike.
Just fix the bike.
Got to keep it running, that
yeah.
sort of stuff.
Don't worry about it. It's cheap.
4967-4105 if you've got something you bought in secret. Greg, how are you?
All right.
That's the way. How's Clarencetown this morning?
It's all right. Not cold up here.
Yeah, yeah.
Nice.
Now tell us, what did you buy in secret? What did you find out?
Well, I took a motorbike in to get a service, and it was... I've seen this motorbike there that I liked, and I bought it home.
So you went in to get one fixed and come home with another one. How much was it, Greg?
$14,000 more than what the other one was.
Oh!
Just a little, did you trade it in or take two home?
No, I only took one home, but that was bad enough.
Well, $14,000 is enough, Greg. And when did the miso find out?
When I lobbed home with a different colour.
So did she notice, did she?
Yeah.
Yeah,
and
right.
What was the reaction?
Oh, well, as normal, she had the shits with
me. Yeah, fair enough.
$14,000, I don't blame her.
Yeah.
It's my money.
Yeah, fair enough. Yeah, you make a good point. You know, you're in a relationship for all the right reasons. Let's check your traffic down, UFM.
Let's put your knowledge to the test for the chance to get paid. It's the Novo's Trivia Check.
And a big shout out to Chris from East Maitland yesterday, Crevo, who
yes.
took out $675. Here's how it all went down. What does the Latin word tempus mean in English?
Tempest. Time?
That is correct!
Oh, my God! Congratulations, man.
$675 is all yours, Chris. So simple, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right.
Literally,
easy as that.
So simple.
One question stands between you and the cash. This morning, it is at $250.
Still not bad for a half day.
Just for answering one question?
Easy peasy money. If you want to play Trivia Check, we're doing it next. 4967-4105.
We'll be playing in just a few minutes. New FM.
And Creve, I received a very passive-aggressive message online, and I need you to help me construct a response.
Can do. I'm here to help. It's all part of the friendly service. Now, though.
Let's put your knowledge to the test for the chance to get paid. It's the Novo's Trivia Check.
Yeah, just $250 up for grabs after yesterday we gave away $675.
Yeah, Chris and East Maitland is sitting pretty today.
I know, just like hoarding on his pile of cash.
Ballin'.
Exactly. $250 to give away right now, which is nothing to be scoffed at.
Absolutely not. Let's, shall we meet our contestant?
Yeah, it's Brent in Taro. How you doing, Brent?
Yeah, not too bad, man. Yourself?
Yeah, pretty good, man. What are you up to today?
You got to mow the lawn, do the housework and whatnot. Got the day off.
Well, so. Okay, off. Yeah, I'm going to flick you my address. You can go around and do it to mine afterwards. I mean, I'll pay you $250.
What are you flicking?
Oh,
the address over. Right. Sorry, got distracted there.
You're nasty. Get out of it. All right, well, $250 isn't bad, Brent. What are you doing if you win this cash?
To be honest, probably not much.
Yeah, right.
Just treat yourself. Put in the bills.
Yeah, in the skyrocket and away we go.
All right, yep. Are you ready for your question?
I am.
Don't let the 5-second timer get in your head. In which country was ice cream invented?
Switzerland?
Was it Switzerland?
It was a good guess, but unfortunately...
No, sorry, man.
It was invented in China. I would have guessed Italy or America.
Yeah.
America is where I think ice cream would have come from for
China's
sure.
They claim they've invented everything.
Yeah, they do, don't they?
Yeah, fireworks, heaps of stuff. Can't think of anything else.
Clothes,
ice cream.
Or are they just made in China?
Yeah, I think they're just made in China.
Well, that means, Crevo, $275 up for grabs for tomorrow. Trivia Check back tomorrow, same place, same time. Now, Crevo, I would consider myself a pretty thrifty gal. Mm-hmm. I like to purchase things where the ones sell them.
Right.
So there's this app called Depop, right? And it's basically like Facebook Marketplace, but just for like fashion, clothing, shoes,
only,
accessories,
yeah.
That kind of stuff. So there are a lot of clothes in my wardrobe that are still great value that I would just like to sell, get rid of, so then I can make room for new clothes.
Get some money to buy new stuff.
Exactly. So I've got a lot of things on my Depop. If you'd like to go on there and buy anything, please do. Tyler Claire. That's my handle. And there's this one beautiful linen dress. I've worn it a couple of times. And when I tend to post things on Depop, right, I'll give it a description, let the people know how often I've worn it, how many times it's been washed, its durability, and then I'll always put a link to the direct purchase website, so where you can purchase it online, but then it also gives you all of the information, the dimensions of the dress, everything else, or of the item of clothing, everything else that you might be interested in knowing.
Well, it's the original site where you can buy it.
Correct.
So, like, you can go and see how much the new one is.
Yep.
And then you go, right, this one from Tyler Clare is a deal.
Yes, totally. And you can also see if it's available online or if it's sold out everywhere online, which means
I'm selling you
a one-off.
That's right, last one.
I got this very passive-aggressive message from this woman on Depop yesterday, and I need your help in putting together a response. All she said was length, question mark. No, like, hi, is this still available? Hi, how are you?
Yeah.
Hey, Tyler. Whereas another woman has messaged me about another item saying, hi, Tyler, hope you're well. What size is this?
See, now that's a polite message.
Right.
Just, rather than just length.
Alexa, on the other hand, has just sent me a message saying, length?
Is that from Amazon?
Well, maybe. She could be a robot. I don't know, because she's got no nanas.
Well, okay. So what you want is a bit of help crafting a response.
All she needs to do is look at the description of the listing and see that there is a link that will send her directly to all the information that she requires.
Now, when people are a bit rude like that to me on Facebook Marketplace, my idea is to go, like, mad friendly on them.
Yeah, kill them with kindness, because you obviously do this a lot with the shop. You're selling things on Marketplace
all the time. Every single day.
This is why I need your help.
So this is what I would reply with.
Okay.
Okay, if I was you. Dear and hello, my new Depop pal. How much is this stunning dress you want worth to you? I think you should just buy it without any more information and jump on the roller coaster of will this fit or not like I did. It probably won't fit, but that's okay, because if it doesn't work out, you can always, after all, just sell it on Depop. Much love and forever friendship, your new Depop pal, Tyler.
Okay, well, that's not...
I think you should just send that.
That's not
verbatim.
The direction I was going to go. I was going to go, hi, Alexa, if you would just look at the listing and click on the link that I have so generously provided you, you would get all the information that you need.
See, that's a bit of a hard sell. And just by saying, hi, Alexa, you've set off everyone's Alexa this morning. You're waking up with the Novo 7:37, your FM.
Kids World Adventure Playland. Jump, climb, party and play. Unlimited playtime, so stay all day. Open now, Charlestown and Green Hills. New FM's Weather Whiz Kid.
Feeling hot, cold, right? There's a pretty good chance of rain today, starting this afternoon. Just partly cloudy until then, with tops of 25 tomorrow, more rain and the chance of a storm. Right now, it's 15 degrees at Merriweather. That's the latest from the Hunter. 100% local newsroom, 105.3 New FM.
The Novos with Tyler and Crevo. Waking up Newcastle and the Hunter.
105.3 New FM.
Only on 105.3 New FM.
Oh my God, Paige, that was so good.
Well done.
You absolutely nailed it. Jess in the newsroom, do you want to give Paige a score out of 10?
I would love to. Paige, I'm going to give you 8 pencils out of 10.
8 out of 10 is pretty good, Paige.
Well done.
That is awesome. Now, what school do you go to, Paige?
I go to Grahamstown.
Do you love it?
Yeah.
Have you got any friends that might be listening?
My friend's mum had to record it because she's still asleep.
Oh.
Her name's Macy.
Smart.
Shout out to Macy, getting asleep in, but then also doing the good thing for your best friend as well. Now, we're also going to hook you up, Paige. You've scored your very own birthday party at Kids World Adventure Playland. You can jump, climb, party and play. Unlimited playtime, so stay all day. Open now, Charlestown and Green Hills. Head to kidsworldplay.com.au. Plus, Crevo, if you want to be our next Weather Whiz Kid, you can head to our website, newfm.com.au. Paige, you absolutely nailed it.
Congratulations.
Yay.
Are you excited to go to Kids World Playland?
Yeah.
That'll be fun, hey.
You got some mates you'll take along?
Yeah.
Yeah, perfect.
There'll be a few lined up, won't there?
All organised. They'll all want to go along, of course.
Next, though, switching gears, Crevo, we're chatting boomers next.
That we are.
Now, Crevo, over the long weekend, we had my partner Marcus's parents up.
Yeah, nice.
It was lovely.
Yeah.
And then we've had my parents up last week. My sister just had a baby, so we've just had the house full.
Yeah, parents, wall-to-wall parents.
Family members, right? So one thing that I've noticed is that my parents and Marcus's parents are both addicted to their mobile devices. So much so that at dinner the other night, we were all sitting around enjoying each other's company. We hadn't seen each other since Christmas, so we're like, this is lovely, isn't it? We all get to catch up. You can come into our home. We take care of you, you know.
It's a bit of a switch up. Yeah.
It's really nice. All the boomers, heads stuck in their phones.
It's so fun.
During dinner, it infuriates me. But it's the one thing that I was taught as a kid, no phones at the dinner table. All right, Donna, put your phone away then.
Jeez, you know what? It's so funny you say this because my parents were on up on Friday night for Easter as well. And like 4 years ago, my dad didn't even have a mobile phone.
Really?
Like didn't have one because he's pretty old, right? He's high 70s.
No need for it. You've lived your whole life without one.
Exactly. But then he's got one and he loves it.
Hooked. Addicted.
And at the dinner table, he was doing stuff. And I'm like, what are you doing? You've not done nothing but lecture us.
I don't even think when I go out for dinner with our own friends of our own age, no one has their phones
away out.
Yeah,
because
it's considered rude.
Correct.
Do boomers not understand this?
It's as if they were like, oh, what are these kids doing? Or, you know, and then they've realised how addictive they are.
They get it.
But they're not like self-aware.
No, and the gauge for that is just out the window.
Yeah.
Right?
It's as if boomers are, like, in the heaviest part of phone addiction right now.
I think you're right. So I think we need to do this now, Crevo. 4967-4105, dob in a boomer that's addicted to their phone.
Is it your parents or maybe, like, your aunt, grandparents, uncle, whatever?
Because my nan, Nanny Dot, loves to scroll on Facebook on her phone.
Yeah.
Loves it.
Full on. Yeah. At all times of day and night.
Yeah, all the time. We're, like, constantly, I'm like, Mum, put your phone away.
During dinner as
During
well.
Dinner?
Okay, the best callers on air today, just for dobbing in maybe a parent or a boomer in your life, or maybe dobbing yourself in, are two tickets to Maho Magic Bar at Spiegelton Civic Park. This is so good. It's like this Japanese magicians are there. There's cocktails. There's a show. There's intrigue. It's like worth $120 this. Free tickets up for grabs for the best callers. 4967-4105. Dob in a boomer that's addicted to their phone. We'd love to hear your stories on the air next.
And we want you to dob in a boomer that's addicted to their phone, because I realised that after my partner Marcus's parents were up on the weekend and my parents were up earlier through the week, they are all hooked to their phones, more than us, more than millennials and more than Gen Zs. And we've been basically, like, raised on technology, right?
That's right. We're like the first generation that was fully raised on it.
Yeah.
But didn't we have it drummed in as kids? Get off your phone. Don't use it all the time.
Yep.
And now it's the parents, the boomers, who are just on it
constantly. The time. Like, in the middle of a conversation.
Yeah.
And I look over and their heads are in their phone. It's like, excuse, I am the light of your life. I am the reason that you live every day. I am your child. And you are choosing to prioritise your phone over me?
Yeah, you've travelled all this way to come for Easter.
How dare you?
Chris has gotten in touch on Instagram and said, unbelievable you guys are having this chat. Also at Easter, also with the parents constantly on their phone.
And how old are the parents? I bet you in their 50s or their 60s.
Yeah, this guy looks like he's about 30.
See?
So I'm thinking about that.
Yep.
Let's go to the phones as well. Jess is in Chisholm. How are you?
Good, guys. Yourself?
Doing well. Now, have you experienced an issue like this?
Oh, I do. It's my pop. He's not just only when everybody's around, but he's constantly. He gets himself barred from Facebook regularly to the point where he's now on my nan's account because he doesn't know to not use certain words on Facebook, and he'll just, whatever comes out of his mouth is exactly how it's written on Facebook. So he's got himself banned from Facebook, banned from Instagram, and it's just every morning he's sort of waking up like, oh, crap, what fight has he started with someone today? What political thing has he commented on? What new baby has he called ugly? There's no filter, and it's constant. It's at the Christmas table. It's at birthday dinners. It was at his 80th birthday. He was sitting there on his phone the whole time.
Now, Jess, I want to know, is your pop the kind of person that will scroll and watch a video with it on full volume as well?
So loud. Everyone in the room can hear it. Everyone in the next room can hear it.
Yeah. See?
Classic boomers.
Crevo, classic boomers. Here's a hot tip for you if you're a boomer and you're listening in right now. Get off your phone.
At least during dinner, have a bit of respect, would you?
Rude.
Simple as that.
It's the whole do as I say, not as I do, though, isn't it?
Definitely those boomers. Vibes. Let's check your traffic now.
Across Newcastle and the Hunter, this is Tyler and Crevo. The Novos.
105.3 New FM.
Crevo, have you been anywhere near the ocean in
Ever?
The last 24 hours?
Oh, no, not since last week.
Do yourself a favour and go to Bar Beach today. There is no beach.
What?
It
what
is
do you mean
gone.
There's no beach?
The swell has been that rough that it is the ocean is lapping at the stairs as you walk down to the beach.
That's crazy.
Hectic. So be alert. If you're going for a swim, maybe don't. I nearly got washed out to New Zealand yesterday trying to go for a swim.
Go to the baths or, like, swim between the flags.
There's no flags. Beaches are closed. I don't know if
smart.
That's the case today. But the last couple of days, the beaches have been closed because it is chaotic.
Okay. Be careful out there, guys.
No sand on Bar Beach, right, like, near Susie Gilmore. No sand.
That's bizarre, isn't it?
Crazy.
That's big surf. Big surf. Surf here in Newcastle.
Yep.
Up next, we know the rental crisis is bad around Newcastle and the
it's
Hunter.
It's bad everywhere, isn't it?
Yeah. This one ad, though, for a rental property just south of Newcastle, everyone is blowing up over because essentially It's just a piece of grass.
Am I going to blow up?
Yes, you are.
Good.
We'll chat more about it next.
What's the goss on the way? Crevo, Tay-Tay and her longtime fiancé have called quits.
Are you for real?
I'm for real.
Details on that up next. Now, though, we know the rental crisis is a big problem, right?
Big problems,
people,
yes.
People are, like, trying all sorts of tricks, paying extra rent, trying to, you know...
Pay rent up front.
Up front, 6 months up front for some people, you know, moving in with other people, just anything they can to get their hands on property. And some people are, I guess... taking advantage of the situation.
Now, these are the dirty dogs of the world.
So, just south of Newcastle in Campbelltown, there's this one ad that's gone up for a patch of grass in a guy's backyard. And he's said in the ad, he's put it up on, like, Facebook Marketplace, land available to rent, short-term stay in your own tent or small shed, provide your own shed, residential area close to public transport, $130 a week, bond $520 plus 2 weeks in advance, $260. If you're interested, I'm open to discuss power, water, Wi-Fi, toilets and showers.
Oh, I hate this guy. $130 for a patch of grass and you got a BYO tent or build your own shed?
So,
this bloke in the bin.
This guy is basically saying, if you come and build a shed on my land, you can rent it from me.
I hate him.
Oh, it's pretty out there, but it just shows how bad the situation is.
No.
For this to get to this point.
Does he have any takers?
Well, like, a lot of people are commenting on it and stuff like that, but I'm not sure if it's actually been rented.
I don't think it has been, because what an absolute flog you have to be to then, like, put up a piece of grass for rent, and then how desperate you have to be to go, yeah, all right, I'll take it.
Sydney, though, like, south of Newcastle, once you get south of Newcastle, the rents go even higher than Newcastle. I mean, I know it's hard to believe, but it happens.
But how dare this bloke take full advantage of it?
One of my friends in Sydney, just his rent went up $200 a week. They just went, yeah, it's gone up $200 a week.
We got the warning that the Waratah Manor's rent is going up in a couple of weeks time too.
That's heavy. It is such a big problem around, you know, the whole region. I don't know what to do about it.
Do you know what I know? I know what we can do about it.
Mm.
We can ask collectively get a pay rise for all of Newcastle.
That would be good.
Let's write a letter.
Yeah.
To every employer
ever
around Newcastle.
This is a well thought out plan, I can tell.
And Novocastrians can use it.
Okay. That sounds like a good plan.
Yeah, let's do it.
We'll do that behind the scenes and sort that out.
Yep.
Get it from us on Instagram
or something.
At the Novos _.
The Novos with Tyler and Prevo.
Came and asked me how I say my name and I was like, Adele.
Is the cat toy for our cat?
Yes, it is.
And got naked and posted pictures of my...
What's the goss?
Now, as I'm sure you're aware, Taylor Swift and her fiancé, Joe Alwyn, have broken up after 6 years.
Jeez, that's...
of good love and even greater love songs.
Well, yeah. I mean, she's even been able to bring out albums while they've been together.
Yeah, but she's also managed to, like, dig up some dirt on ex-boyfriends whilst being engaged to Joe.
Yeah, that won't stop her.
No.
I mean, the obvious jokes are there in and around if you want to write new music, you got to ditch a boy.
Totally. And
she's got
a brand new album is already on the horizon. She's in the middle of touring her Eras tour at the moment, but you best believe when she's not on stage, she's writing breakup songs.
That's right.
Apparently it wasn't a very dramatic breakup though, Crevo. It was just like, it's run its course. Let's just go our separate ways. But why would you, like, say yes to the engagement then?
Yeah,
if you knew that the relationship was kind of at its end? Because they not long ago got engaged.
Well, that's the thing. Maybe he had the BDE, the big diva energy.
Maybe.
You know, and he was just...
she's just like, I'm done. Apparently Tay-Tay was also the one to call it quits, so that checks out.
Yeah, she loves breaking up.
Swifties, though, have been noticing that Tay-Tay may have been dropping hints, like, during her Eras tour, because she's on tour in America at the moment, and it's been pointed out that she's been swapping out, like, love songs for breakup songs randomly.
You know, they would know the set list back to front.
Totally. You know, like, and they even know the songs. There are some songs that we don't even play here at UFM that people are like, oh, she's playing that song. She's playing Invisible String instead of The One. I don't even know what those two songs are, but if you're a Swiftie, you get it.
You absolutely do.
Clue number two is that she's been crying awfully, like hysterically crying while she's on stage playing a particular song.
That seems...
So people are like, why is she so emotional all of a sudden when she plays this song live? So, I mean, who knows?
That's why, obviously.
But, like you said, a brand new Tay-Tay album is already on the horizon.
Yeah.
The breakup just happened, but we know that there's a single on the way, like yesterday.
And she'll make a lot of money off it, of course.
100%.
This is Tyler and Crevo. And this is New FM at breakfast. At breakfast.
Now, I don't mean to freak anyone out, Crevo, but the Splendor and the Grass lineup just dropped.
And you're a big fan, aren't
you?
And
I think I'm about to drop dead from it.
That's how excited you are.
It is huge. I can't tell you. Splendor in the Grass is my Olympics, Crevo.
It's where, big for you, right?
It's where Marcus, my partner, and I met.
Yep.
It is just the best week. It is Christmas. It is the best weekend of the year. Lizzo is on the lineup, which we already knew.
Yep.
Lewis Capaldi also on the same day as Lizzo.
Oh, I'm not ready for that.
Flume is on the lineup.
Great live.
10-year special, 10 years of Flume, Mumford and Sons.
Oh, also
oh my
great
God,
live.
The best band I've ever seen live is Mumford and Sons.
Really?
Hands down. Best live band I've ever seen. Hilltop Hoods, they were just here in Newey at the Supercars. Now they're at Splendor.
Newcastle.
Ballpark Music, they're playing at Maitland next weekend for Groove in the Moon.
Newcastle.
Now they're at Splendor. Newcastle has basically put Splendor on the map.
That's what we get from this.
Oh my God.
Yeah, of course.
Splendor has Newcastle to thank.
Tickets not yet, but soon, isn't
Friday.
It?
Friday.
Yeah, there we go.
Oh my God, I can't wait.
A lot of people doing it. Peking Duck playing?
I'm getting hot.
You can almost
don't
guarantee
think so,
it.
But probably.
They always
do. We're at the Cambo in a couple of weeks. Who cares?
We'll play a Peking Duck song now to celebrate.
Why
how about
not?
That? New FM. Up next, though, of course, how did you trick the kids?
Oh, sneaky.
That's the little section we're going to chat about in just a minute. And yesterday on the show, we got chatting about, like, Macca's hacks and stuff like that.
Because everyone's got one, right?
Yeah, their own little vibe and how they mix up Macca's to make it better. And then we got this call.
Well, you know, budget's a bit tight and the kids love the Macca's, but I think it's all about sauce. So I order extra sauce, sweet and sour sauce. Cook the nuggets and chips at home and the kids think they're having McDonald's.
That is the best Macca's hack I've ever heard of. But also, what a way to trick the kids.
Yeah, because sometimes you just need to. They think they know what they like, but kids really don't.
They've got no idea.
It's all in their mind.
We're manipulating them.
Yeah.
And they eat it up.
Yeah, absolutely.
Literally.
My dad always tells this story. When he was a kid, he's like, I will not eat any fish. Right?
Yeah.
So his mum would make him what she called a chicken pie. It was just tuna in there. Like, and he's like, I love chicken pies. I absolutely love them.
That's good.
Kids are very trickable, right?
Yeah,
and
totally.
Because he wasn't watching the cooking and seeing the tuna go straight in there.
I would only ever eat peas as a kid if they were in a pool of gravy, like pea soup and gravy, right? And I would only ever eat them if they were from the charcoal chicken shop up the road. So mum just like outsmarted me. She would just cook the peas, cook the gravy, put them in a little round takeaway Chinese container and go, here you go, here's your peas and gravy from the chicken shop. She just made them I was watching her the whole time.
And still tricked.
Eat your peas. Yum. Yeah. Ate them up. Delicious.
Yeah, from the takeaway shop. I like them.
It's only from the charcoal chicken shop.
That's the condition. So this is what we want to do. 4967-4105. How did you trick the kids, or how did you get tricked as a kid?
When you were a kid, because we've all been
right in front of you sometimes,
yep.
And you still get tricked. Of course, best callers on air today, two tickets to the Maho Magic Bar at Spiegeltent Civic Park. Now, this is such a great show. We're so lucky to have it here in Newcastle. It's like a full Japanese bar experience. The magicians are there, the cocktails. There's an amazing one with a lychee on it.
Oh, it looks awesome.
It is such a good show, and it's worth about $120 this price, so you want to get your mitts on it.
We're giving away for free. Just call now.
And how did you trick the kids into eating stuff, into other things after we found out our caller yesterday basically just deep fries the chicken nuggets at home and then gets the actual Macca's sweet and sour sauce, says they got Macca's. Genius.
Great Macca's hack, but also the best way to trick the kids. When I was a kid, I was like, your dad, I hated cauliflower. You couldn't catch me dead eating cauliflower. But one night my parents made, you know how that you'd get the cauliflower and like the cheesy sauce?
Yeah.
They made that and I hooked in. I was like, this is the best pasta ever. And then my folks were like, you're an absolute twat because that ain't pasta, that's cauliflower. The one thing that you've insisted that you hate.
And you love it now.
Loved it.
Kids are very trickable. Let's see how Newcastle tricks their kids. We've got Sharon in Elmore Vale up first. How are you?
Good morning, everyone.
Morning. Good. That's good. The way. How did you trick the kids, or was it you that got tricked?
No, it was my daughter. She was about 4 at the time. And I used to go out to restaurants or coffee shops with the girlfriends. So what I used to do is make a Vegemite sandwich, put it in a white paper bag, and then pop it in my bag. So when I got to the cafe and ordered our meal, I used to ask for a spare plate. So when she wasn't watching, I used to slip the white paper bag out of my bag and sit it on the plate.
And she thought she was getting a bougie cafe meal, but it's just a home pack sandwich.
That's it. She used to hoe into it.
Absolute genius. Love your work.
That is smart. Let's go next to Danielle in Mayfield West. How are you?
Good, thank you. How are you?
Very well. Now tell us, how did you trick the kids, or was it you that got tricked?
No, I used to trick the kids. The good old home ice cream man who used to ring his bell. I used to tell the children that he used to ring his bell to let everyone know he was out of ice cream, not that he had some.
That's a way to save some money. Oh, they're out again every time they come all the way down our street and they're out, just to tell us they're out.
That's right. He was such a good man. He used to do that all the time.
Oh, the sheer disappointment those poor kids would have felt.
Run out again. And also, when they found out that wasn't the case.
How rude.
They were 33 at the time, which was weird too. Lisa's up next. How's Nelson Bay this morning?
Yeah, nice and sunny.
Yeah, beautiful. It's going to be a good day, I reckon. Now tell us, how did you trick the kids? You get tricked. What happened?
Well, my mum used to trick me and my two younger brothers, and she had us on a regular regime of nit and worm treatment. And, so we cottoned on to the worm tablets and then she ended up putting them into a smoothie and gave us, like, a milkshake.
Just to get you out of doing it.
That's pretty good.
You know what? I'm going to say the best of today was definitely Danielle in Mayfield West. The home ice cream story, the fact that that worked for all that time.
100%. That means two tickets to the Maho Magic Bar at the Spiegel Tent at Civic Park is coming your way, Danielle. Well done. That's hilarious. That's smart.
I know.
You're never going to have to spend money on ice cream again. Oh, ice cream man's...
Oh, he's run out. He's run out again.
What's he driving up the street for
even
then?
Even at the beach, he must have handed that kid the last one.
Rude.
That's us done and dusted for today. Have a great hump day, everyone. Happy Wednesday, and we'll see you tomorrow.
See ya.
Bye.
I've been listening to your show on the radio.
You've been listening to Tyler and Crevo, the Novos.